Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me: family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela,
which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Diosa FM.
And I am Mala Muñoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast, hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners, breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mami Submitting Bullshit, The Podcasteras Next Door, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we've been podcasting independently since 2016, and we're bringing our radiophonic novela to the My Cultura Network to continue sharing stories from the Latinx community.
Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 7.
Take us to your network!
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome back to Locatora Radio. I'm Diosa.
And I am Mala.
Thank you for tuning in to Capítulo 137. And we have a really great interview with Irene Diaz. She's a singer, songwriter. But before that, we're just going to catch up a little bit and tell you about what we've been up to.
Yeah. What have we been up to? We've been recording our new season, season 7, for My Cultura, for iHeart. We're in studio, and we haven't been since pre-pandemic, so we're thrilled about that. And Diosa, I feel like you have enough updates to fill an entire episode just with your school work and ultramarathon schedule alone.
Yeah, well, no more ultramarathon running. I did that in August, first and last time I'll be doing that.
No more, never again.
Yeah, shout out to trail runners. Y'all are built
differently, let me just say. I'm still running, but yeah, no ultras for me in the foreseeable future or ever. So there's that.
Or ever.
But a little update about school. I did get to cover the Peru contra Mexico friendly match.
Fine.
It was at the Rose Bowl, and I had a press pass because I went on behalf of Annenberg Media.
You're a sports journalist now.
I am now a sports journalist. The other sports journalists will probably be upset that I'm calling myself that.
You had a press pass at a football game.
Literally.
You're a sports journalist.
It was so funny because, you know, sometimes you are given these opportunities and you don't necessarily, like, see, like, oh, this is a really big deal. And I knew that it was a big deal. But then I walked into the press club, like the little press area.
The box.
And there were like OG sports journalists that I couldn't even really comprehend who they were until the two like compañeros that I was with were like, oh, this is so and so.
Okay.
You know, and
they filled you in.
And they've been on, you know, they've been a sports commentator for like 30 years. And this is like their last year. They're retiring after the World Cup. And like,
oh my God,
all these different things. And so that was really fascinating to see. Like, it's, you know, obviously sports journalism is its own lane. Mm-hmm. And that's not my lane. Mm-hmm. And so I was covering the game from like a culture perspective. Okay. As like someone that's both Peruvian and Mexican.
Right.
And like this little rivalry at the game, you know, because Peru's like always historically the underdog in like the soccer world. For Latin American countries. And so it was really cool to cover it in that way. And I'll link the article in our show notes because it's live. And so, yeah, read it.
That is so exciting. And we have been finding out that there are kind of a lot of like half Peruvian, half Mexican folks like around us. And then I put two and two together that my very first boyfriend ever was half Peruvian, half Mexican, as are you.
Mm-hmm.
This was just written in the stars.
It really was.
There's something about that combination.
I know. I've like known a couple over, you know, in my life, you know, that I've met over the years. And I think like now it's more and more common, like, you know, as like the community grows in LA, like there's more like Mexican Peruvian combos.
Yeah.
Little children running around. Yeah. Very beautiful, might I say.
Yes, the bone structure, the cheekbones.
But yeah, we're out here.
Truly, we love to see it. So fun. So did you notice a difference in the crowds, like the Peru fans versus Mexico fans? And did anything stand out to you?
Well, I mean, obviously you're in Los Angeles, so like there's going to be more Mexican fans.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're in a sea of green with like little specks of red, you know, is how it felt.
Okay.
But I will say, like, even though we're the underdog team, Peru is like, we have a lot of heart.
Yeah.
And so when I was talking to some of the fans there, they were like, en las buenas y en las malas estamos aquí. And so it doesn't really matter that Peru didn't make it to the World Cup. It's like, this is an opportunity for Peru to redeem themselves and show, like, we're still a team to watch.
Right.
And however, I have to say, though, that Peru did not win. And it was, like, a really good match. Mm-hmm. But it was, like, Mexico didn't score until, like, the last 5 minutes of the game.
Dang.
And once that happened, I knew. I was like, no, this is it. Like, it's going to end like this. Something that my Theo said that I was like, dang, like, you know, it's like to be a Peruvian fan is to, like, you have all this heart and all this faith and, like, it's constantly tested.
Stress.
Because he was like, jugamos bien y todavía perdemos. And it's like, damn, I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, you can play really good.
Yeah.
And still lose.
Yeah. That's sports.
That's sports for you.
Soccer is rough, too, because so common to go the entire game and there's no points. Just 0-0.
Right.
Zero.
Yeah.
Just a couple of goose eggs.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
But it sounds like a very fun time.
It was a fun time. I definitely missed, like, the spectator experience, though. I think that that's still, like, the best way to go.
Oh, yeah. That's, and, like, 75% of it.
Yeah. And as a non-sports journalist, I'm like, this was a great experience. Maybe I'll cover a game in the future, but I'm good with being just a spectator, just a fan.
We'll be in the crowd next time.
Yes.
Super fun. That's a great life update. I feel like there's been so much going on. We also have an incredible interview for you all this episode. And if you don't know about this artist, you are gonna find out about her. You're gonna hear more about her. We kind of love introducing up and coming Latinx artists kind of to the audience, to the fold. And especially now that we are at iHeart, at My Cultura, we are excited to amplify new artists at an even higher level. And so today, should we talk about our guest? Should we intro?
Yeah, let's intro our guest, Irene Diaz. She's a singer-songwriter, and she's breaking new ground this year with her first full-length album, Lovers and Friends. She's LA-based, she's Mexican-American, she's been in the industry, in the game for 10 years, and has been holding down a full-time job at the same time, like a lot of us that are pursuing our dreams and creating whatever art we're creating.
Very wild. Irene Diaz had an NPR Tiny Desk concert 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. Just for some perspective on how long she's been doing her music thing, but also at the level that she's been performing.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah. I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger. And we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Irene Diaz, super talented singer, songwriter. You have been breaking new ground recently with your first full-length album, Lovers and Friends. We're so excited for you. So excited to have you on Locatora Radio. We had the pleasure of meeting you and performing on the same show as you. We hosted this reproductive rights benefit by We All Grow, featuring a stunning performance. And we're so excited to have you on to talk about the music. Irene, can you please introduce yourself for our listeners?
Hi, everybody. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I've been listening to you two for the past couple of years, and I got introduced to you through my friend, Sky Gavin. I don't know if you know Sky, but from Gavin Turba Capital, like, she introduced me to you guys, and yeah, I'm just really thrilled. So yeah, so I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I've been in the scene for the past 10 years. Like you said, I just put out my first full-length album. That was a big process for me, but this past year in February, we released it. And yeah, I've just been kind of exploring what it is to have a full-length album.
Yeah, congratulations, first of all. We're so excited to talk to you. And we're also like, you've been in the game for so long and have released an amazing body of work already. And we're honestly shocked this is your first full-length album. So we want to talk about the process, like, of creating this album, anything you learned. Like, please tell us about the creation of your first full-length album.
Yeah, so I started the process back in 2017. My manager, Gil, who's on, he owns the Cosmica artist label. He introduced me to Carla Morrison. I don't know if you know Carla Morrison.
We love Carla Morrison. Oh, yes. Yeah. We're big fans of Carla.
Yeah. So he introduced me to her because around the time I had a few years before I had released an EP that I worked on by myself along with my partner, Carolyn Cardoza. And we did a lot of the production, but just trying to figure it out. And for this next project, I really wanted to work on an album with a producer and see what that experience would be like. So I connected with Carla back in 2017, and she told me to come out to Mexico City to work on, show her what I had. And she introduced me to her husband and his brother, who both worked on Amor Supremo. And they just listened to what I had, and we went from there. So that process was pretty long because, you know, obviously they're busy and they work with Carla, and it was a lot of growth. It was a lot of learning. It was a lot of learning patience, just flying from Los Angeles to Mexico City. I was there in 2017 for about 6 weeks. And in 2018, I went back for about 3 months, and I was there by myself just learning the ins and outs of the recording process and how they worked. I think for all of us, we were all kind of growing together, but just watching them just listen to the songs over and over again, creating sounds, creating just the best approach to the songwriting process. And the results are the album, Lovers and Friends.
I love that you spent time in Mexico City while recording this album. I feel like Mexico City is such a magical city. And I'm wondering if the EFE ended up like having an imprint on your album in some way.
It's funny because I had never been to Mexico City before this. My grandma, who passed away in 2010, she was born and raised in Mexico City, and going to Mexico City and seeing where she grew up and just imagining her being there back in like the 50s, because she moved here when she was 27. She had married my grandpa. He was 52. And so she kind of ventured out to LA to build a family. But she, yeah, Mexico City was where she grew up, and just feeling her presence, I think that was very impactful for me to like see where she grew up and just to be amongst like just the people and riding the subway and just walking the streets and exploring like on my own. I really felt her presence with me.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's amazing. So tell me more about like what you learned about yourself while making this album. Like, what's your favorite takeaway?
Ooh, okay. So it's interesting because when we were doing vocals, actually during the whole recording process, I felt like I was experiencing like imposter syndrome, like the whole time. I felt like, oh my God, the songs were sounding a lot bigger than I had imagined. The album is pop. So I had never really explored the pop genre. So finding my voice in this project was really challenging for me, because even when we were doing like scratch vocals, like I was so nervous and just figuring out like the voicing for each song, because like obviously like these songs, like I write them from a very personal place, but to like place them in the music and understanding like where I fit as an artist, like was really challenging for me. So there was a point where when we were doing the vocals, like the guys kept telling me like, hey, like we just want you to try like different ways of singing it. And for some reason, like I was getting really frustrated and I wasn't getting it. And I remember going home and almost feeling that feeling like where you just want to give up. It's almost like, I don't know if you've ever felt it, but it's just like, I'm done. Like it's kind of like this energy that falls on you. And I felt it and I was like, I can't. But for some reason, I mean, obviously like I love music and I took that feeling and I just kept going. I just kept pushing. And we recorded vocals for the 10 songs in about 2 weeks.
Wow.
And I have no idea how I did that. This is my first time like doing something like this. So I was so proud of myself. And my takeaway was that like, even though you feel like you don't want to do it anymore, like you can keep going despite having those feelings. And I carried that with me since then.
Fabulous. It sounds like recording and producing and bringing to life an album is like a marathon.
It is. It really was. It was pretty much a 5-year process, like just going back and forth and being patient with the guys as well. Obviously, like working with Carla was just getting her like mentorship and like, how do you do it? How do you do it, girl?
Yeah.
And something that she did tell me was like, you know, it's not about you. Like, it's about the music and it's about the people that are going to be listening to it. And it's about their place in what you sing, and that's what matters most.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So obviously we're fans, but who are your fans? Like when you imagine your listeners, like the people that are vibing out and are inspired and touched by your music, like who are they?
They're lovers.
Romantics.
They're romantics. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of feelings and they express themselves deeply. I would have to say there's a lot of couples that gravitate towards the music that I create, but a lot of women as well. I would say that more than half of my listeners are women, and I hope I inspire them to follow their dreams, because this has been something that I have been doing for the past 10 years, and it's something that I'm working towards to be full-time at, but I'm not fully there yet. But the fact is like, I'm still doing it. And I hope that inspires people who are working to follow their dreams and work towards something that makes them feel good, that makes them feel like human.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita prevnar20enespañol.com.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Absolutely. There's so many, I think, aspiring artists and singer-songwriters in our community. And I know among our listeners, there are definitely a bunch. And after this journey and working with Carla Morrison and going to Mexico City, recording your first full-length album, having those moments of wanting to quit but keeping it going, what's another little tidbit that you have specifically for the Latina singer-songwriters out there who are trying to get their music heard? They're trying to get their music out and noticed and into people's ears. What would you say to them?
I would say when I first started, like, I was going to a lot of open mics. I was doing that, but also being part of the community, really getting the community behind you to just support you. I think that was a big push, because like when I was first starting, I got connected to Las Cafeteras. I don't know if you Las Cafeteras, but they kind of brought me into like the Chicano world. And through there, like, I've been able to like meet various people. So I would say just connect with people, just all, even online, like right now, like back in the day, like I don't think online was as big as it is now. And we can make so many connections with people just through DMing or like commenting and just I don't know, just, yeah, connecting.
Yeah, I think as podcasters, you know, we both work in audio, music and podcasting, and I think that that sense of community among your listeners is so important, and it, like, brings them back, because, and in your music, you're telling a story, and they want to come and hear more about you and from you. Love it. Fabulous. And on that note, we do want to play one of your songs, the title track from your album, Lovers and Friends. Can you tell us a little bit about the title track specifically?
Yeah, so Lovers and Friends. It's so interesting because when we were putting all the songs together, Carla had mentioned, oh my God, this is like a Friends and Lovers like album. Mm. This is a album for them. And I was like, wait, like one of my songs is called Lovers and Friends. And so we decided to name it Lovers and Friends. And yeah, the entire album is our songs that I've written throughout the years that I've wanted to record, but it also encompasses a lot of the relationships that I've experienced over the years. Like you have Lovers and Friends, which is a song about just wanting to be friends with somebody, but you just can't quite get there because there's that physical barrier where it's just like, there's just that fire that you can't stop. You can't, like, I don't know you, but I love this. You know, I love this physicality of our relationship. But I have songs, a song on there that's called Wrapped. And that was about me with one of my old best friends who had a crush on me back in the day. And I just couldn't reciprocate it, but I loved our relationship. So I had him wrapped around my finger. Yeah, like kind of toxic, right?
A song for the toxicas, for the baddies.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of these songs are just very personal to me. And yeah, I just hope everybody that listens finds a piece of them in any of the songs.
Beautiful. I love it. Irene Diaz, thank you so much for stopping by Locatora Radio. This has been a joy. And we're going to go ahead and play now Lovers and Friends off of Irene's newest album. So I hope you enjoy. And Irene, where can folks follow you on socials?
Yeah, so on Instagram, you can find me at just Irene Diaz. But my website is irenediazofficial.com. So, yeah.
Locatora Radio is a production of Locatora Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network.
For more podcasts, listen to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Besitos! Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Muñoz
and Diosa Femme.
Diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.